Americans eat 2 billion pounds of avocados a year. That's a lot of guacamole. Most of the fruit comes from Mexico. Only about 10% is grown in California. But researchers in California's Central Valley Agricultural Region are breeding avocado trees they hope will grow well there and make California a bigger player in the industry. Ezra David Romero of Valley Public Radio reports.
Customers love the guacamole served tableside at El Torito in downtown Fresno so much that about half of them order it. Daniel Avalos is the general manager there. He and I just ordered some guac. For $10, the appetizer is created on a platter in front of us.
She cut the avocados in half, and then she's getting the pulp out of the avocado, putting it on the molcajete. That's where we smash the avocado and mix it with veggies.
Avalos says the restaurant goes through about 500 avocados a week, and when they added tableside guacamole to their menu in the 80s, it quickly became a hit.
It's really good.
Really good.
Most of the avocados he buys are from out of the country, but he wishes California avocados were available more often.
California avocados, they're the best in the world, but, you know, we don't have them all year long.
One avocado researcher wants to change that. Mary Lou Arpaia is on a mission to find an avocado tree that can withstand the Central Valley's frosty winters and hot summers. Currently, most avocados in the state are grown in Southern California. Since 1996, Arpaia's bred avocado trees across the state for the University of California. On less than 5 acres at a citrus research center in Lemon Cove in Central California, Arpaia thinks she's found 3 varieties that can do just that.
There's a void of California fruit on the market in the months of November, December, and actually early January. So if we can find different selections that maybe are unique, that fit into that window, then we help the entire California avocado industry.
Most of the avocados Americans eat are a variety called Hass. The Hass variety doesn't grow well in the Central Valley. California doesn't grow enough avocados to compete with a large amount coming in from foreign markets. The goal is to breed varieties that aren't super tall, can be planted close to each other, and have a high yield. One type Arpaia and her colleague Eric Folkt are recommending to growers has all these traits. It's called Gem and is already sold at nurseries. Arpaia didn't breed it, but they made the decision to recommend that the university patent and release it.
This is Gem. You can see it's sort of a little more oval or egg-shaped than Hass. It has the speckling on the skin, and this will, as it ripens, it'll turn dark, and a lot of times this sort of speckled lenticels will get a kind of yellow golden colored.
Gem is actually the great-granddaughter of Hass. The second type is nicknamed Lunchbox for its small size. The third has no name yet, but Arpaia and Folk think it holds promise.
Lunchbox, that one peels nice, but I mean, this one just falls out of the skin. Like, you just open it up and comes right out, and the skin's
It makes wonderful guacamole. I found just with a non-replicated test in my refrigerator, the fruit doesn't brown.
Arpaia says both of these varieties should be on the market within a year or two. That's good news for California avocado growers who want options.
I want our avocado varieties to be in season for more than 1 week, but I want it where you can say, oh, you know, it's July, it's time to pick this variety.
The premium supermarket chains across the country really want California avocados year-round. They recognize California fruit is much higher quality than the competitive fruit that's coming in from overseas.
That's Tim Spann. He's the research program director at the California Avocado Commission. The industry once funded the UC avocado research, but pulled most of their funding a few years ago to focus on pests harming avocado trees. Now he says the commission is thinking of reversing course.
Recently, some growers are investing in some new varieties, and we're getting to have some, you know, fairly significant acreage and production. We are currently talking about how to reinvest in the program.
John Stearns is one of the few avocado farmers in the Central Valley. He grows 25 acres of mainly Hass avocados on a hill and says the incline helps keep the trees warm in the winter.
In the summertime, we do some cooling techniques with our emitters and some foggers and stuff like that to help cool when it gets really hot, you know, over 105 degrees.
He says he'd love to get his hands on avocado varieties that do well in the valley.
If they could come up with a variety that's similar to the Hass that we could plant, you know, down at ground level instead of having it on the hills, I'm sure a lot of people would plant them.
And it's not just avocado farmers that are interested in the new varieties. California citrus growers are looking for alternative crops thanks to the looming threat to their business. It's a disease called Wonglongbing, carried by tiny bugs that decimated the citrus industry in Florida and has made its way to Southern California. Citrus growers are hoping scientists will come up with resistant citrus varieties. But if the disease reaches the Central Valley, farmers may turn to growing avocados if the University Research Center's findings prove fruitful. For Here Now, I'm Ezra David Romero.